think you can hear me okay. This is, I won't be finger picking tonight. I'll use a pick, so you'll be able to hear me.
Bless the Lord.
This first song is an arrangement by a man by the name of Jeff Murphy. He's a missionary to India. He got on the field last year. I met him, a Bible believer. I got one of his discs, and he's got some, his arrangements are different, but they're beautiful. This one, the lead was done on the piano, but with, I'm going to try it on the guitar minus the 10,000 notes. It's his version of Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me still.
Amen.
Thou art with me.
Amen.
Thy rod and thy staff,
thank you, Lord,
they comfort me. Is my life and my salvation. Tell me, who should I be afraid of?
Thank you, brother.
The Lord is the strength of all my life. Tell me, who should I fear?
Amen.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me still. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Amen.
Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men.
The Lord
shall be my help and my rest. When the wicked buffet me, let me hide myself in thee. Let my song give praises to thy name. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me still. And surely goodness,
ooh,
and mercy,
yep,
shall follow me. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hey, praise the Lord.
Amen. This next song is in a lot of hymnals, but it's not any of ours. It's about the Bible. Find it here. This guy wrote this, his name was Haldor Lillian, and he was born 1885, died 1959. He was 16 years old when America apostatized on the Bible. Came out with the ASV in 1901, and he lived to see that thing begin. And he wrote this song. So evidently he's seen the handwriting on the wall.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, he didn't put King James Bible in here, but that's the only Bible there was then.
Yeah.
And I know which Bible he's talking about.
Amen.
Well, we're going to add King James Bible to the words. And, you know, nowadays you got to be specific.
That's right.
There's about 233 or 34 on the market now.
And I don't want anybody to have any doubt when of what I'm talking about when I say Bible.
Amen.
They might think I'm talking about a New International Version. I don't want that to happen.
Amen.
So we're going to be specific. When I say Bible, I'm talking about the King James Bible.
That's right.
Okay, amen. We'll try this for you.
Bless the Lord. Use the Lord.
Y'all can listen. How's that? I don't have these memorized yet, so I have to keep this music right in front of me. The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted amidst the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with a light sublime. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the King James Bible stands. Bible stands like a mountain, towering far above the works of men. Its truth by some never was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the King James Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the King James Bible stands. The Bible stands every test we get it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it, and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the King James Bible stands. For the King James Bible stands.
Good job.
Come Thou Fount. We don't have our disc with us. I put the guitar to Come Thou Fount now, so I can play it with a disc when we have it, but I don't have it with me. Come Thou Fount. This will be different. I'm used to playing this one with a disc. Okay, page 17.
Use the Lord.
Wish I had Nathan up here playing rhythm for me. K416. Take this one, you'll probably be able to hear me. K416. Thank you. used to having this, so we'll just play a straight song. Time you're ready.
Is it in the
right
key?
Yeah. Come thou fount of every blessing, in my heart to sing thy grace.
It's a little high.
A little high? Drop it down. That right there goes with the disc. Sing it with a diss, that's something. Try it there.
I'm getting on fire.
Mention what the right Bible. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know there's any other Bible besides the Bible.
Amen, brother.
When I got saved, I didn't even know there was a controversy.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
I knew this Bible was right before I ever heard anything about this.
Amen.
I read any literature, but I couldn't explain it. I didn't know it. Folks are so stupid, they didn't know what Bible
is. Amen, yeah. Brother David.
That went over big. Amen. Well, you can tell I'm nervous. I'm looking for my glasses. I got them on my face. I was reading that. When he said that, I think it's first, you know, I turned there, 1 Timothy 4:1. The Spirit speaking, expressing on the latter day, some should depart from the faith.
Yeah.
Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of the devil.
Yeah.
Amen. Speaking lies and apocrisy. Apart from the faith. I think it's got something to do with this Bible.
Amen.
Right. You say we're to contend for the faith.
Yeah.
That's to stick up, fight for this Bible.
Amen.
Yeah, I believe that's so. Yeah. Faith come by hearing.
Yeah. Right.
You can't have the right kind of faith without the right kind of Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I know some people that's gotten saved and got led astray by education and looked up to somebody had a PhD in stupidity. Amen. You have to correct in the Bible and act like Southern folks didn't have enough sense to know what some of these words meant, so they perverted them.
Yeah.
I'll just stay with this one. Amen. Well, that didn't help you probably. But, I want to read for time's sake, because I did a lot of reading here, a lot of ground to cover.
Take your time,
and just one verse, and then I'm going to speak about a few things here. It's in this about Samson. There in verse 26 of chapter 16, it said, "And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them." Father, we ask in Jesus' name, you help us. Not help us, but you just use us.
Bless.
And give us liberty.
Bless.
To develop these thoughts, that we not get too nervous, to make it clear what we're trying to say. And Lord, that you'd speak to us and help us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I've read that one verse. Most everybody here, I'm known tonight, or believe you, even if you're not saved, you somewhere along your life in this part of the country, you've heard about this Bible character called Samson.
Yeah.
Whether it's in vacation Bible school or just some special day you come to church and heard him mentioned, you know, like most people have heard about David, and most of the time makes you think when you hear his name that you don't immediately think of the great things God did with him, but you remember his sin. And amen. That's just how it is. It's just folks just can't. They seem to forget about the good when you really mess up.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all kinds of Bible characters like Noah. You know, but most people know about Noah and what a great man he was. But at the end of all that, standing for God, and amen, he planted a vineyard, ended up drunk, and something terrible happened there.
Amen.
It was a curse. Amen. We call it the Hamite curse. Amen. Amen. I mean, there's a lot of things. Great people.
Right.
I believe Samson, in my own thinking, was a great man.
Yeah.
He's mentioned along with all these other great Bible characters in Hebrews 11 as one of the heroes of our faith, in spite of the fact that he really, in a lot of ways, he was just a rebel in a lot of ways. Well, let me just give you these thoughts. And it says here, Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. I want to preach just a few minutes. And this thing is, I've tried it, and I'm going to try it again. Amen. And if it does, like we was talking about, go with like one of them musket loaders where it makes a big noise and the bullet just falls out on the ground. Amen. I hope that ain't how it comes out. But I want to be just a few minutes tonight on preach on being led by a little lad. Amen. And you know how great Samson was. The Bible said in several places the Spirit of the Lord come upon him mightily. Amen. I mean, God touched this man in a great way, and expresses that phrase is found several times about him. You read in chapter 15, you don't have to go over there, but chapter 15 and verse 14 through 20, you'll see where Samson took the jawbone of an ass and slew 1,000 Philistines. Amen. I mean, this man, when God would get on him, he done some miraculous things that you can't do unless God allows you to do it. You just can't do it. I mean, and that jawbone of an ass, or that donkey, or that ass in the Bible speaks about a burden bearer. That jawbone was in the right place just when Samson needed deliverance from his enemy. Just when he needed salvation. Amen. Amen. God provided this jawbone. It just showed up out of nowhere. And the Bible talks about Jesus Christ being our burden bearer. Amen. And that God provided a burden bearer. And he delivered me by the power of God from my enemy. He delivered me, or he brought salvation to my life to deliver me from my enemy just right on time. Amen. I mean, you see here that this jawbone of an ass, this burden bearer creature speaks about salvation. It speaks about how God delivers us and brings us deliverance from our enemy. And then you read in chapter 15, verse 17 through 19, you see where Samson thought he was about to die with thirst, and God cleaved a hollow place in that jaw, and there came water thereof, and he drank, and his spirit came again, and he was revived. You know, God don't just save us, but in our battle and our busyness in the warfare that we're fighting, he also sustains us. When we're thirsty and we're drained and we need some help, God comes along and gives us a fresh drink. He sustains us or revives us.
Amen.
I believe that's so. Amen. I'm glad God's always taken care of me. Amen. For 40, well, he's taken care of me all my life. But for about 41 years, I've known him.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I mean, God, and he's taken care of me. You know, salvation's free, but there's stipulation on some of this sustaining us about seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things. Shabbat unto you. Not all these things that we most of us have, but the necessities of life. Amen. That we wouldn't bring shame or reproach on his name. I think God can take care of us, don't you? In spite of all that's going on around us here. You know the story how Samson, Samson's problem didn't just start with Delilah. Amen. It started long before Delilah. Amen. He had a problem with authority. Like we do. Amen. He had a problem with authority. That's what happened to Adam and Eve in the garden.
That's right.
Amen. It had something to do with God's authority. God said. And you know, Samson, he really got sidetracked here. But at the end of the thing here, we see that he said to this little lad, and I don't know how old this young boy was. I don't know if he was real small or in his teens, but it says he was a lad. He said to get him by the hand that he may lead him up there to put his hands upon those pillars that he might avenge his 2 eyes that the Philistine had poked out. Hey, I mean, here I'm preaching on, if you'll pray for me, that God be my helper on being led by a little lad. First of all, tonight we see that Samson, this lad saw Samson as his hero. Amen. You got somebody looking at you. You may not think you're much, but there's somebody that you are their hero. Amen. Old Samson was the strongest man in the world. Amen. He could run probably faster than anybody in the world, and probably jump higher than anybody in the world. You know, my boy, he's grown now. But me and him's pretty close. Amen. He's almost 33 years old. He calls me every day, and about every day, I say that almost every day, when he can get a hold of me and ain't too busy, to let me know that he loves me. Hey, I'm a nobody, but to him, even a grown man, he's always looked up to me as his hero. Amen. I'm glad of that.
Yeah.
I got two little old grandsons as I was leaving yesterday. One of them the six-year-old fell and broke his arm, and my wife would be with me if it wasn't for that. Got some pins stuck in his arm and a big old cast. And a little old fella run me down the side of the road down in front of his house and reached up and kissed me on the jaw and said, "Papa, I sure do love you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, that does something for me." I got a two-year-old. When he sees me coming, he just runs like this. Said, Papa, they know that I'm a sucker for everything they want.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, man. I told my wife, I said, "You're going to have to quit buying these boys everything." She said, "You're worse than me." I said, "One of us has got to quit." I'm glad that they look up. You might not think much of me, and I'm not a nobody by any means, but to them, I'm somebody.
Yeah.
This boy looked up to Samson as his hero.
Yeah. Amen.
Are you anybody's hero? Amen. Is anybody looking up to you? Is there anything about you that's worth looking up to?
Bless the Lord.
Well, we're moving on. Amen. This thing's doing what it did the last time I preached it, but I'm too far into it to back out now. He saw him as his hero. He also saw him humbled. There, chapter 16, verse 15 through 20. It talks about this woman, Delilah. The devil's got a Delilah for everybody that's saved. It may not be a woman. It may not be wealth. But it might just be some worldly pleasure that's took up our time. Last thing, there'd be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. God don't mind us enjoying some pleasures. But when them things become more important than God and your family, there's something wrong right. God don't mind a man having a little money in his pocket. Money in itself's not evil. But when you get a desire to have more than you need, and more than God needs you to have, you're headed for trouble. Bible said that she pressed him day after day to find out the secret of his strength. That's the way the devil does. He presses. Bible said she enticed him. James said, "Let no man say when he's tempted, 'I'm tempted of God,' for God cannot be tempted evil. Neither tempt any man, but every man is tempted, draw away of his lust and enticed. When lust conceive, it bringeth forth sin. Sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death." The devil entices us. He cannot make us do anything, but he finds out you like something. He's going out there. He'll keep pushing out at your neighbor. I'm trying to say something. This lad saw him humbled by a woman. We see a strong heartache here when this woman kept on pressing him and telling him that he didn't really love her. First of all, he ought not been messing with this woman. He had a problem with women. I know some preachers that have some problems. I'll leave that alone right there. A problem with, I got more respect for him having a problem with a woman than I do a man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I thought I'd say something right there. I ain't going to harp on that. I got a little hint tonight. We don't want to beat on that dead horse. Amen. But the truth of the matter is here, it was an unequal yoke.
Amen.
One place it said he wanted a harlot woman.
Yeah.
You wonder why it says she's hot. Wonder why he thought his mother had something to do with how she's dressed.
Yeah. Sure. You're right.
Hallelujah. Amen. This ain't popular preaching, and I don't get to come by here about once a year. Amen. I'm going to unload this and throw it away after tonight. Here you see his strong. This lad saw him humbled. We see his strong heartache. We see here tonight his short haircut. Finally he give in. To the pressure being put on him. The Bible said to flee.
You for us.
He didn't flee. He kept hanging around. Kept looking. Yeah. Bible says it's not good for a man to, it's good enough for a man not to touch a woman. When you get married, things is all right. But before that, you ain't even supposed to touch them. We see his short haircut here. And this got nothing to do tonight with his hair, really. That hair, long hair he had.
was a mark of his separation.
Right.
It's what identified him as God's man.
Amen.
When he went by, you didn't have to ask him what he believed and who he was.
Amen.
You saw the mark of separation.
Amen.
By the mark of separation, see what this was. It wasn't just his hair, but he took a Nazarite vow. Amen. He wasn't supposed to touch his hair and cut his hair. That's where the mark of separation. And folks today don't want nobody preaching on
Amen.
They don't want nobody to preach on holiness.
Amen.
I wish I could live as good as I want to.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to live better than I do. If you don't want to live right, you ain't never got right. I've wanted to live right ever since I met the Lord, ain't you? I did a miserable job trying, but I wanted to. I wanted to even when I wasn't.
Amen.
I wanted to get right. That's the Holy Ghost. And when you lose your mark of separation, when you disobey God and start doing things that God's displeased with and His Word forbids, and you yoke up with the wrong kind of people, and you got an unequal yoke together with an unbeliever, instead of lifting them up, most likely their lifestyle's going to drag you down.
Amen.
Sure it will. Amen. I know. I'm telling you tonight, here we see His strong heartache. We see His short haircut. He was in trouble. Amen. The Bible said it's better not to make a vow, make one not keep it.
Amen.
He was required. Somebody said, well, they made a mistake. No, that's a choice. Amen. When you disobey God and God's commandments, what God wants you to do, and you get to flirting around with the world, laying your head in the lap of the world, you're headed for trouble.
Amen.
What we see is strong heartache. We see His short haircut. We see here in verse 20 His sure helplessness. Amen. Here after he revealed His secret, she woke Him up and said, Samson, the Philistine be upon you. And He got up and said, I'll shake myself and go out.
Yeah.
I like a help before. But the Bible said He wist not.
Yeah.
That the Lord had departed from
him.
Amen. Amen. You know, knowing as a New Testament Christian that the Holy Spirit never departs from us. We can never be lost once we've been saved.
Yeah.
But you can lose the power of God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. The power of God. Amen. And you become helpless. I think John 15, Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. Amen. You cannot accomplish anything without the power of God. I'm telling you, neighbor, separation is an important thing.
Yeah.
You've got to have the power of God on you.
You're right.
Folks don't like nobody. That's why they go to these churches.
Yeah.
You ever see these signs? This is a church for folks that don't like church. That is one brain dead outfit right there. They ought to sue their brain. It ain't working. It ain't helping them, none.
Right.
Oh, the arrow. They got one down home called the Arrowhead Church. We don't preach hate, say
so. Oh, me, bro.
In other words, they don't preach on this stuff.
Right. Right.
Just come as y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a little rock band.
Yeah.
I might as well just say everything. Amen.
Yeah. Oh,
we're gonna got a little praise leader.
Yeah.
We're going to go for praise practice.
Yeah.
Puke on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. Well, that went big. That's a real Bible word right there. That stuff gets to me, man. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Amen. You can go down there shacked up or anything. It don't make no difference.
Yeah.
Don't bother them. I got some family members that go to them places and they just, it's what we had a time at church.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Have you got married? Oh, no.
Yeah.
We're not sure yet. You ought not be sleeping in the same bed then.
Right.
Ain't we having a time tonight? Amen.
Amen.
Let me move on. That ain't helping us. Amen. I'm just telling you, he said, she woke him out of his sleep. And that's what happens. Another thing, you know, folks, they just get low to sleep by the word.
Yeah.
They lay their head in the world's lap.
Amen.
Amen. Here, I ever read this, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, Brother Rick might have read it somewhere in somebody's notes, but talking about these fellas that got out of church. One of them's name was John and Sam, and
And I think other named Jim and their dad, they got mad at church and got a little bitter and wouldn't get right. And the deacons went and visited them, and the preacher went and visited them and begged them to come back. And none of them, they wouldn't come. They just wouldn't listen. Amen. They was out working in the field one day and a rattlesnake bit old Jim, I think one of them. Amen. And boy, they got tore up. Called the doctor, and the doctor did all he could do. And he said, there ain't nothing else to do. God's going to have to help him. We need to pray. So they called for the preacher to come and pray for old Jim, been bit by that snake, and that preacher got to praying. God, I want to thank you that you sent this big rattlesnake.
Yeah.
And I want you to send a couple more for the rest of the boys.
Yeah.
And send a bigger and a meager one for the dad.
Amen.
Amen in Jesus' name. Hey, amen. I don't know about praying nothing like that from me. I'm going to hang around. Amen. I'm not interested in that kind of prayer by the preacher. Amen. Folks get fouled up. I'm telling you what you say, you ain't going to get by with it.
Right.
Amen. He saw Samson as his hero. He saw him humbled, but he also saw him hurt here. I mean, them Philistines, they poked his eyes out and put him driving. Amen. At the meal. Amen. Put him in the prison house.
Amen.
And they made sport of him.
Yeah.
His hero. He watched his hero. I wonder how many young ones have seen their mom and dad under the chastening hand of God watch them hurt.
Right.
Amen. Because they got out of the will of God. Somebody they looked up to.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not whining about it. I wasn't raised in a Christian home, raised about as rough as you could get. But I made up my mind when my boy come to this world. Amen. I did tell him about Jesus.
Amen.
I told him about Jesus before he was ever born. When he was in his mama's womb, I talked to him.
Amen.
I know that might sound crazy. Amen. I'd get him to go to church. We're not a bunch of Pharisees. He seen me repent. Amen. He knows that ain't perfect. But I tell him that's the way it was. And I said, son, you're going to have to get saved like me and your mama did. I'd make him go with me up to church when I pastored the church. I'd get down and pray. He didn't like being up there as a little boy, and he'd kick a little soccer ball all over that church building while I was trying to pray. One day I noticed that ball wasn't bouncing. Looked over. He was down on his knees praying. I'm telling you, neighbor, I want to be their hero.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want to be them grandsons' heroes.
Yeah.
They look up to me. Amen. Yeah. They know that. Most likely, they don't get anything.
Amen.
Papaw's the one.
That's right.
My grandson just said, Papaw, I need $10. I said, I do too. Amen. You say you do that, I can't whoop them. Amen. They may die in the lake, sir, but I can't whoop them. I can't do it. Amen. I want them to. I want to lead the right example.
Absolutely.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. I don't want my boy to be ashamed.
Amen.
Bless you, David.
Because I flirted around with the world and
right.
Got enticed and let my wicked flesh and my rotten desires lead me away and set the wrong kind of example. I know this ain't kind of thing you probably come to hear, but as Samson, this lad saw him hurt, we see here old Samson incapacitated. I mean, the devil had got a hold of him through Delilah. And he become unfit and unused. Amen. I mean, this little old boy, whatever age he was, saw his champion incapacitated.
Right.
He also saw him incarcerated down in that prison. That's what happens. You know, when sin gets in, it's kind of like being in prison. It's such a miserable thing to be out of the will of God and sin in your life. Amen. And then we see him infiltrated. That word means it's a military word. It means when the enemy has got control from within.
Yeah.
Amen. Kind of like old Amnon over there. When he got to lusting after his sister or half-sister, Tamar. Amen.
Yeah.
Tamar. It wasn't love, it was lust.
Yeah,
amen. You know when a man gets like that, if he's hanging around the wrong people, get to thinking crazy like that, you're real crazy. Amen. When you fall in love with your sister.
You're right.
Amen.
Like that one comedian, you go to family reunion looking for a wife. You got a problem. Amen. Amen. You may be a redneck. Amen. Amen. I think his friend named Jonadab, he enticed him. He said, he encouraged him.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And then he put told him what to do, and he put everybody out of the room, and he molested his own half sister. And then he hated her more than he loved her.
Amen.
I'm trying to say here, neighbor, when you get like that, you have been infiltrated. This lad saw him as his hero. He saw him humbled. He saw him hurt. He saw him humiliated.
Amen.
The enemy. Amen. That's what David, he called David when he sinned with Bathsheba. He called the enemies of God to blaspheme. Amen. And here, this is the case with Samson here. We see him humiliated. He become a joke spiritually. They praised their God because they set their God to deliver their enemy, into their hands. They become a joke spiritually. He become a joke intellectually. He let this woman make a fool of him.
Amen.
I tell you where his problem started, though. Listen. One of his problems is when he first told his parents he wanted this heathen for a wife.
Yeah, amen.
And they said, won't you get you a Hebrew girl?
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and the mother, which is the first commandment promised, that it may be well with thee, thou mayest live long on earth. That's why Samson didn't live long.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. He dishonored his parents. Young people, that's why God gave you a mom and
dad. Amen.
Because there's a certain stage you're in right now when you become brain dead.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. And you'd self-destruct if you didn't have somebody around that had some sense trying to help you through that phase.
Right.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Good preaching.
Am I still all right out there?
Amen.
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 Good preaching. I had this liquor drinking Baptist when I lived in this other place. They don't go to heaven, liquor drinking Baptist. But you know, I had a bad habit of calling my son. I'd say, hey boy, let's go. Hey boy. And one day she said, don't he have a name? I said, yeah, boy. But I had him, I kept him around. I didn't have him chained down and make life miserable for him.
Right.
I didn't have him under bondage.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Yep.
Amen. But I didn't let him get too far out on the leash.
Right.
Amen. I didn't let him go stay all night with the crowd at the little pajama parties or the overnight deal. I didn't do that. Amen. And the truth of the matter is, a couple of times I let him, there's a kid next door that was a godly young man, and his parents was. And most of the time, about 11 o'clock, he'd call and say, Dad, I won't come get me. Amen. I won't come home. Amen. That's about as far. I'm not boasting about it, but that's why God gave kids parents.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I never send my young'un off with nobody.
Amen.
Amen. You don't know who they might be.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
I'm trying to make a point here. Amen. This year, he was a joke. Intellectually, he was a joke spiritually, he was a joke physically, he lost all the power of God.
Yeah.
Now there's some people I know that I love, that I don't throw rocks at them. This year tonight, I wouldn't throw no rocks at them, and I used to look up to the preacher bark off a tree. Amen. And I still like them and all that, and I forgive, but this is something about it. When they say something, it don't carry no weight.
Right.
Because the life don't back it up. Amen. Does that make sense?
Right.
I mean, that's not being mean. It's just something about it. There's a barrier there. They put a barrier there. Even when they get it right with God and everything else, there's still something there that just don't carry the same weight no more.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And you can't help it. That's just the way we are. Amen. Hey, and then the lad saw Samson hostile. Oh, Samson got tired of being backslid.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He got angry.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said his hair had already begun to go back. God knows. He knew Samson's going to get it right before Samson did.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? He knows what we're going to do. He knows everything.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He'd already. He knew that. Oh, Samson got this boy. Asked him to get him by the hand. Oh, Samson got tired of being in the condition he's in. Samson had a plan. He told this boy to get him by the hand and lead him up there to one of them big columns, big
pillars
of that. Amen. And then he prayed a prayer, a simple prayer. Lord, remember me. Amen. That's all you got to do when you're out of the will of God. God ain't forgot about you.
Hey,
you don't have to beg him. You don't have to beat yourself with a chain or crawl up down those steps on broken glass like some of these crazy religions do. You just got to cry, oh God. Oh God, don't you remember me?
Yeah.
He'll if you'll let him. Just a simple prayer of repentance.
Amen.
I mean, you don't have to beg him.
Amen.
You're right.
My boy don't have to. My never had to beg me.
Bless him, Lord.
He just had to repent. Boy, I beat him to death. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what was happening to Samson here.
Yeah.
Amen. Samson had a plan. Samson prayed a prayer. Kind of like Hezekiah was there when God told him to get his house in order. He's going to die. Mm-hmm. He got to praying, got to weeping. Tears got to flowing. He got to telling God, reminding God, like God had forgot what he had done. And he sent Isaiah over to tell old Hezekiah that he'd heard him, and he gave him 15 more years to live. Amen. Hallelujah. God ain't forgot us. I've been in a mess several times in 41 years of being saved. Amen. Got down on my face, said, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Immediately it was over with. I'm telling you, Samson here had a plan. He prayed a prayer. He spoiled the party. Amen. He spoiled the devil's party here. Amen. I like this guy myself. I hate he got so messed up, but I like a man, don't you?
Amen.
And I like somebody got some backbone.
Yeah.
Elijah the Tishbite.
Yeah.
That just has a good ring to it, don't it? Yeah. Don't sound nothing sissy about Elijah the Tishbite. Sound like somebody punching the nose if you bop him. Amen. Amen. You know what I mean. I like him. I like him when he got done over there praying that prayer.
Yeah.
Then he went down there and cut all the prophets of Baal up.
Yeah.
That's my kind of Christianity, right?
Yeah.
I like old Samson when he took the jawbone of an ass and killed 1,000 Muslims. I used to say that more often, but now they got it on the internet and got to quit. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you here, that's what they'd been if they'd lived today. Amen. That went over real big. And spoil the party.
Amen.
The Samson committed the sin unto death.
Yep.
1 John says there's a sin unto death that do not say to pray for it. I believe that's a saved person.
Yep.
That can go so far.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That really he can't get back. He's good right with God, but he can't get back.
That's lined up the Bible, brother. Amen.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe that fellow over in 1 Corinthians 5 was having some kind of sexual relationship with his father's wife, committing fornication, adultery. Amen. Incest. Amen. I believe he's a saved man. Paul said you ought to be praying. God give him over Satan for the destruction of his flesh and his spirit be saved in the day of the Lord. Amen. I don't know nobody praying that for me. And I never prayed that prayer, but I've seen a few in the bitch where I was tickled about it. Amen. I'm trying to say something here. That was really good. I'm telling you, he spoiled a pot.
Amen.
Amen. He killed more in his death than he did in his life. Amen. And it's a shame that a man did something like that, but that's how it ended. And here, can you see his family as they went down there and dug his carcass out of all that fallen rubble? Mm-hmm. His mom and dad had been trying to tell him as a boy, younger life, hey, don't do that.
Yeah, amen.
You're messing up. Can you imagine? Amen. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine here this fallen hero had to bring him up? Amen. He'd been down long enough. And then they had a funeral for this great hero of our faith. You said, but how you know he's saved? Hebrews 11 said he's listed in the heroes of our faith. Amen. He believed God. He believed God for forgiveness. Amen. In spite of the fact he got so fouled up.
Yes, you're right.
Amen. Amen. I believe that, don't you? I believe that. You got to take God at His word.
Amen.
You might not feel too good right away, but you got to take Him at His word. Amen. If you come on His term and you really repent and confess and admit to God you agree with Him that what you're doing is sin, and you really repent of it, God forgives you of it, and He'll never bring it up to you again.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost don't dig up old dirt.
Right.
Us Baptist preachers might. Your neighbor might. But the Spirit of God don't dig up the old dirt.
Right.
Amen. That's one thing. You ever wonder what happened to this lad? This little boy.
Bless him, Lord.
That watched his hero commit suicide. And fella he looked up to. And
bless him, Lord.
Thought there wasn't nobody like him in the world. Wonder what ever happened to him. Wonder if he got bitter. And mad. Just never did get interested in God. I don't really know. You might know more about it than I do. I've seen some people get messed up and their young'uns get out of church and away from God and never see them no more.
Matter of fact, there's one I know, a preacher that's dead now. His son died the other day from an overdose of drugs. A great preacher. A great preacher. And let some things happen and went out of here. Whatever the reason, that boy got bitter and ended up strung out on dope. I wouldn't want my family doing that.
Amen, Brother David.
I wouldn't want to be responsible.
Amen.
I wouldn't want to be responsible. My son, he's about 6'1", weighs 215 pounds. Amen.
Amen, brother.
I wouldn't want to let him down.
Bless you, preacher.
I wouldn't want them little old boys.
Bless him, Lord.
I wouldn't want to bring shame on my
wife. Try.
Right.
I wouldn't want Brother Rick. Say, Brother Epps is no longer in the race.
Bless you, Lord.
I wouldn't want you to think that of me.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen.
You may not think much of me. There's several folks right here. I've got no good friends. I'd hate to hear about you. I go to some churches sometimes, get to know people, go back a few years later and say, where's Brother so-and-so? You're not really being nosy. You just,
right. Yeah.
And the preacher said, well, they're no longer here.
Oh, me, brother.
I don't rejoice in that one.
Sure.
Yeah. Unless they want to share any details, I don't usually go no further with it.
Amen, brother.
Because I kind of know something not so good happened.
Right.
I don't know if that helps you or not. Yeah. I'm not trying to be mean, but somebody looking up to you, Dad.
Yeah, count the cost. Yeah.
Some of these girls looking up to you, ladies.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you dress right, they'll probably dress right.
Bless you, preacher. Right. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
You fellas, you be a man. Love your wife.
Amen.
You're right in the home. Don't be a hypocrite at the house.
Bless him, Lord.
Be real.
Amen.
They'll be real.
Bless you, Brother David.
Yeah.
Maybe not every time. Majority of time.
Sure.
If you set the right example.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Am I done? I believe I'm done. I don't know if that helps you or not, but I know I'm done. Some of you have been done for about 30 minutes. I'm done. Amen.
Bless
you. God want to be somebody's hero.
That's right.
We all want to be. Come on, preacher, I'm doing.
We are reasonable son.
All right, thank you, Brother Epps. Let's stand, if you would, please, and hear the message tonight. The old message, I think the preaching a lot of times, like over there in Acts 2, the Bible said that everybody heard it in their own tongue. Amazing how that you can preach a sermon and there'd be 100 people there and they'll hear it in so many different ways because it's applying to them in different ways. I don't know how the message may have spoke to you tonight. I trust it did. You know, we sometimes, the Bible says that let him that thinketh himself to stand take heed lest he fall. That ain't talking about your salvation, that's talking about your testimony, your walk with God, service for God. And sometimes we think that nothing could ever bring us down, but that's not true. You can be messed up. I preached Wednesday night. Along that line, I preached on how that you can mess up your life quick. Then you can wind your life up quick. You can die quick. But then you can fix your life up quick. Some of us got fixed just on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night or Sunday night, our revival service. All messed up. The Lord came by and spoke to our heart. And the grace of God, goodness of God, we came forward. God fixed us. The Lord can do that. But life is so fragile, so precious. You can mess up quick. Not even mean to. So the Lord sends these messages, along the line to kind of wake us up, make us stop, do a little inventory, make sure we ain't heading down the right road. So you examine yourself tonight. If you need to come to the altar, you do that tonight, all right? I'm sure the Lord will be glad to help you.
One lap.
Discharge from this floor, and I believe the casualties are mounting up. But if there ever was a time to stand, and I mean stand, not just half-heartedly, but I mean all your might stand. I believe it's this time. I believe faith's being tried. I believe the Bible's being tried. I believe the work of God's being tried. And I know it's able to prevail against it, but I believe we need to gird up the loins of our mind. And I believe we need to convince this world, all the gainsayers and all that, put them in silence. But appreciate the preaching tonight. It's filled my heart. I just want to come to church for it, get challenged in the heart and spirit.
Yes.
Appreciate the preaching tonight.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else tonight? All right. All hearts are clear tonight. We ask you to pray for us this week up in the camp meeting and pray for the people around here. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, turn around and shake somebody's hand, and then you're free to go tonight. God bless you. Thank you.